This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? We have a very special guest, a returning guest for this week, and that is writer, director, producer Billy Ray from Captain Phillips, Hunger Games, and The Comey Rule. He is our guest this week, so we will be giving it away to everyone, including the ball ticklers. And don't worry, Patreon Patriots, you get the video for this, and we'll get you back with something else for next month. But this is for everyone, including the ball ticklers, so enjoy the show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the president of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, I have a special guest for you today.
Okay, well, first off, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
I was going to give you the news that I had a special guest for you and then ask you how you were doing.
Often when you show up with special guests, they end up being, you know, not like our great January 6th peaceful protesters. They end up being radical left people who try to basically take down the show and destroy a president. So you don't have a great track record, you and the Tech Stuff Agency, of bringing nice people to the show. So that's why I'm not too excited. As you know, if you know the history, you'd know, no, I shouldn't be too excited.
Well, he's a returning guest, so you've hung out with him once before.
Okay, well, so that's a good start. That's a good start. We like that. We like returning. That's a good word.
Our returning guest, the great Billy Ray, writer for Captain Phillips, Hunger Games, and behind The Comey Rule. You're in The Comey Rule.
And Achy Breaky Heart, one of our great country songs. I don't like his daughter too much. You know, she's a little too much with the tattoos and the, you know, the dancing. But we're Billy Ray Cyrus is a good guy. He's a good guy. I didn't know he wrote all those movies and shows. He's more talented than I realized.
You're getting them confused. You're two different. One is Billy Ray and one is Billy Ray Cyrus. Country star, writer, director, producer, two different people.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, I didn't realize that. You had me excited for a second that we were going to see a country music legend instead. Well, what is this Billy Ray? You said he's been on the show before.
Yes. We talked about his series on Showtime, The Comey Rule, and you were actually in it. Billy Ray, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back.
President, does this remind you of anything? You were in The Comey Rule. It was one of the most popular miniseries on Showtime ever, and you were in it. How can you not remember this, that you were a part of it?
Well, was it a documentary? No, it was.
No, we had Brendan Gleeson playing you and Jeff Daniels playing James Comey. Does that ring a bell at all? You were not a fan.
Oh, no, it rings a bell. Now it rings a bell because I think, wasn't Brendan Gleeson, Let's Go Brendan? You know, you see the people, obviously my supporters are big fans of Let's Go Brendan. Did you see, didn't he get nominated for an award playing me?
He and Jeff Daniels were both nominated for Golden Globes, yeah.
Okay, so why didn't this so-called Brendan Gleeson, you call him Brendan Gleeson, I may call him other things because I'm not too happy with him. He didn't call me and say, thank you, sir. How about a thank you? You know, you ever see these award shows when somebody gets up and they say, I'd like to thank the, they do a movie about some dead person and they'd say, oh, I'd like to thank the family of the dead person because it was a great honor to get to tell their story. And yet, you're telling me Brendan Gleeson never even sent me a tweet or a truth on Truth Social indicating, thank you, sir. It was a great honor. Without you, I wouldn't have this nomination. No, that's typical. Typical of radical left Hollywood. You know who would have sent me a thank you? Kirk Cameron. He would have said, "Thank you, sir. Very proud to play you, sir." Did you think about casting Kirk Cameron in the role? He's a talented guy.
No, we didn't. We went right to Brendan, and he didn't feel that honored to be playing you, to be honest. Felt a little more like a burden, I think.
It's high expectations. I mean, who the hell wants to, who wants to play the great, maybe the greatest person ever? Because if you don't do a good job, everybody's going to remember you as the person who ruined Trump, the otherwise strong and perfect person. By the way, I'm now starting to remember you, and I have a question. Have you been working out? You're looking very strong.
I have been going to the gym quite a bit, yes, sir.
That's what I thought, because you seemed like, I think that's why I like you this time, because last time I felt you were more like a radical left sort of vegan Hollywood writer, and now you look more like a guy who'd write some strong westerns and some strong military films. So very good.
You know what I've been writing quite a bit is I've been writing a lot of speeches for Democrats who are members of the House and Senate who are running for re-election. I've been doing a lot of that.
Oh, very interesting. So that, and that proves my point that they want Hollywood writers because they can't deal with the truth. So they get Hollywood writers, talented Hollywood writers, to write whatever the hell they think of. And all of a sudden they win. But I think you got your work cut out for you if you don't think Lauren Boebert's going to have one hell of a speech.
Well, Lauren Boebert's an interesting example because I was actually helping the candidate that was running against her, a guy named Adam Frisch, and she was so afraid of him, she transferred to another district. She skedaddled.
Now, I have to say, this is a podcast that has great respect for Lauren Boebert, as she is known officially on the show, the future fourth Mrs. Trump. So you have to be very careful and respectful how you talk about the wonderful, patriotic, and beautiful Lauren Boebert. Okay,
Have
but
you ever gone to a Broadway show with her?
I've invited her to many Broadway shows. She has yet to agree. I have a standing invite that she there's a seat next to me at every single show I attend. I think what is it? Is it at Passover that Ivanka they leave a seat open for somebody?
Yes.
What's At Passover, they opened the door for Elijah.
right? Well, I leave a seat open for Lauren, okay, in case she comes in and wants to get handsy. So it's sort of that's why I respect the tradition. So as you know, Ivanka is a strong Jewish woman. And so I have great respect for the traditions, and I sort of apply it to my own world. So, but it's good to have you back. I can tell, I'm sure you have a lot of Democratic buddies, and you got to come on the show and talk tough. But I see that you're a strong guy and a talented guy, and we're not going to do cancel culture. We're going to let you on the show. I bet you wouldn't let me on your show. How about that? You'd say, "No, President, sir, we don't let." Fascists, whatever that means. People call me a fascist all the time, and I go, "Well, I do run pretty fast."
Well, the fact is, I do have a podcast. At the beginning of the Writers Guild strike, I was asked by Deadline to host a podcast, and I did, called Strike Talk, and we would love to have you on to talk about the state of labor in America. I know that when you were in office, it wasn't called the Department of Labor, it was the Department of Workforce. Is that right?
It was and it, because it branded well with Space Force. We were trying to make everybody think of force because force is strength. Force is called strength. And I think what we're looking to do is I've always been a fan of labor. I love labor. I don't like paying for labor, but I've always been a strong fan of labor. When you get a problem when labor becomes organized, I'm not a fan of organized labor or paid labor, but free labor because we believe in freedom. So there's nothing I like more than free labor.
Well, I noticed that President Biden, the man who beat you in 2020, seems to be getting a lot of endorsements from unions. And unions are more popular in America than they've been in the last 60 years.
Well, Billy Ray, before we get to our main topics, I have something to tell you. The greatest union we can have in our country, you know what that union is? It's called marriage. and nobody's more pro-marriage than me, which makes me the most pro-union president in history. Nobody's had as many marriages as me in the White House, so nobody's more pro-union than me. And Sleepy Joe, you broke up a little bit there. It sounded like you said he beat me in 2020, which of course we all know that's totally false. But other than that, we're having a great time.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'd heard you speak about Gettysburg when you talk about unions. Do you think in the Civil War you would have been pro-Union Army?
Well, I support Gettysburg because I support Israel, and Gettysburg, as you know, was a very strong, proud Jewish person in Pennsylvania. He was very tough. He fought. There was a lot of fighting there, but he was tough. And so I've always supported Gettysburg and the State of Israel. So I would fight on the side of Gettysburg. I'm very
I think
pro-Gettysburg.
you might be confusing Gettysburg with Alan Weisselberg, who worked for you in the Trump organization, is now doing time because he didn't want to tell the truth about all the money laundering and all the theft in the Trump organization. And so he perjured himself on your behalf. I think you might be confusing the Bergs.
Well, no, it's I think I have it clear because I don't know this Allen person, but he seems like a stand-up guy, and also I support him as well.
Now, Mr. President, one of your colleagues, and you're quite fond of her, Kristi Noem.
Very, very sexy governor from the great but useless state of South Dakota.
Did you hear what she did to her dog? That her dog that she couldn't train, wasn't very well behaved. Did you hear what she did to the dog?
Let me guess, she took it to get trained.
No, she shot the dog like a dog.
Well, first she dragged it to a gravel pit and then shot it.
Somebody just jumped right to the top of the VP list. And we're thinking, I think we might have to have, I don't know, we might have to announce her very soon as VP because, as you know, I've never been a fan of dogs. I think they're very messy. And you see what Sleepy Joe's dog has done? It's attacking our great Secret Service people. Commander, he's got a dog. It attacks our great Secret Service people. And they let the dog walk around, continuing to be a menace. And yet, Kristi Noem had the strength and the talent and the Second Amendment. We love the Second Amendment. And she said, "No, you're not a good dog. Bye bye, old Yeller. Young Yeller." The dog never even got to be old Yeller. And that's
No,
strong strength.
the dog was four. It was a puppy, really. It was 14 months old, and I think she killed a goat the same day. She really went nuts.
It was a goat, because I thought at first you said the goat, and obviously I am the goat. They call that greatest of all time. I think. So she killed a guy. I mean, obviously, this is a woman. There's a certain strength you want in a vice president. Now, you know this, Billy Ray. I know you know this very well. Mike Pence, probably one of the weakest vice presidents we've ever had, didn't have the strength to do what was needed on January 6th. Let me ask you a question. If Kristi Noem is out here, basically like Dexter Morgan, to bring up a Showtime property, murdering animals at a young age, you think she's gonna let anybody certify a false election? So I think we could be looking at another January 6, 2025, and instead it's Kristi Noem with a shotgun daring somebody to certify an election. So I think she's very strong, and a lot of respect for Kristi Noem. I'm actually willing to look past the fact that she had an affair with Corey Lewandowski, who nobody likes.
Mr. Pre Speaking of Corey Lewandowski, Hope Hicks, I think, is likely to be testifying against you in that trial in New York.
And she's
How
going
do
to
you feel
test
about that?
positive for she's going to test positive for Lewandowski.
Are you worried about Hope Hicks testifying?
Now, like I said, you're a Hollywood guy, you're a talented guy. You probably walk into a room, people look and go, "Oh, okay, that's Billy Ray, very impressive." Well, imagine that times 20. when I walk into a room. And when her picks, she can talk to the prosecutors and the judges and the jurors and all the people she wants to talk to. But when she sees me walk into that courtroom, 6'5", 215, pure muscle, she's going to melt like butter. She's going to melt like Corey Lewandowski butter. And all of a sudden, I'll just say, "Darling, I think you're misremembering things." And she'll faint and go, "You're right, Mr. President. I don't know what I was thinking." So now we're not worried about it. We're not worried about hoe picks.
Do they in the courtroom? I mean, because technically you're not the president, you're the former president. They don't recall to you, they don't refer to you as Mr. President in the courtroom, do they?
No, they call me Mr. President, sir. So you left off that part.
And what do you think Stormy Daniels is going to say when she testifies?
Because I call her horse face, so she'll make horse noises.
Didn't come out.
Nyeh!
There you go.
So, and I don't know this woman, but I will, our lawyers are going to make a strong argument. And I'm sure, you can respect this argument. The argument is basically this: I didn't do any of this, but if I did, it means that I had strong sex with a beautiful porn star as well as a Playboy playmate. So doesn't that make me cool enough to just sort of acquit anyway?
Quit on cool points.
Now,
Oh, sort of.
what happens if she gets up there and testifies that you're not great in bed, or that your penis wasn't big, or that you ejaculated quickly? Then what happens?
That's called three counts of very strong perjury. Incredible amounts of perjury.
None of those things are true.
Those are some of the most false things that have ever been spoken ever. Unless, I don't, this is a family podcast, so we won't get into the nitty-gritty. But the point is, Marla Maples once had a press agent named John Barron call the New York Post to tell her I was the greatest lover ever. That's all the evidence I need. It just so happens John Barron and I sound similar, total truth social. Truths. It's a, actually, it's so truthful, it's a truth social.
And
You think you're going to be acquitted?
I am going to be acquitted in record time. I think the jury's going to go out and they're just going to wait for their next meal, which I approve of. I say, you know what, milk this fake trial for all it's worth. And then they're going to come back and say, "We acquit and we apologize, sir." I think they'll probably be the first jury to acquit and apologize and call a defendant, sir.
And what do you think about Alvin Bragg?
Think he's racist. I think he is. I don't even know if he went to law school. I don't think he has any qualifications. I think he's basically a DEI prosecutor. That's what I think he is. I think he's a DEI. They said DA and instead they sent DEI. It's a very sad thing for our country that we have woke prosecutors who didn't even go to law school.
Mr. President, you met with Ron DeSantis in Miami and you sat down with him for a few hours. What went on in that room?
What went on in that room is, we try to respect. It was an important meeting. It was a very important meeting. And Ron DeSantis, he came, and he came in his white boots, his white rain boots, and he got on his knees, and he begged forgiveness. He begged forgiveness, and he brought me his wife, who's a nice-looking woman, and he said, "Sir, it would be my honor if you would have sex with my wife as a token of forgiveness." And I said, "That's okay, Ron. Thank you for offering. That was very nice." And he asked if he could be part of my cabinet in 2025. So I said, "We'll see. We'll see." But he took the first step. The first step to healing a nation is getting on your knees and begging for Trump's forgiveness. So great respect. Some respect was earned back for Ron DeSanctimonious.
That's good news. You guys are on the same page now.
We're in the same book, I'd say. I think I'm at a much better page than he is, but we're in the same book. It's called Art of the Deal.
Does he have any shot at being VP?
No shot at VP, but he could be secretary of feminine boots. We might create a special cabinet position for him.
If you hired him, would you make him always wear the boots or forbid him from wearing the boots?
I would make him wear the boots when he was bad, like a punishment. Ron, you have to walk around the garden in front of the White House in the white boots and booty shorts.
That'd be so awesome. That's great.
Did you watch the NFL draft?
I didn't watch. I used to watch the NFL draft when it was not a woke sport. Now it's very woke. But I did see that they drafted somebody. Chicago had the first pick. Isn't that interesting? Under a Democratic president, of course, Chicago gets the first pick. So I don't even know this Caleb Williams person. I hear he's talented, but he's probably already dead. He's probably already been shot in Chicago because it's a totally out of control city run by Democrats.
Do you know much about Caleb Williams, Mr. President?
I know he's a quarterback. I know he's somebody that they say is talented. He went to USC, which I thought was a nice tribute, right? Because we lost a great USC person recently, OJ Simpson, one of the best. And so it's a nice tribute. I hope if Caleb Williams has a career or a post career half as good as OJ Simpson, I
Post career.
will be very proud of him.
So if he had half as good, it'd mean only murdering one person.
Well, let me tell you this, Billy Ray, while you speak ill of a great person who is now deceased. If OJ were still with us, him and Christy Noem would probably have to have a kill off to be my vice president. One of them would have to prove how dedicated they were. But hopefully, I don't. And by the way, I'm pro peace. I'm pro peace. I don't want Caleb Williams to kill anybody. But if he does it strongly, then we can respect it like OJ.
That's a good idea. Do you know he has a lot of haters, Caleb Williams? He dresses weird and funky. He paints his fingernails pink. What are your thoughts on that? But some of the people are saying in the NFL who scout saying he's the best quarterback to come through here in 10 years. A generational talent, possibly.
Well, we'll see, but he seems to be right in line with the current NFL, the sort of woke, weak version of the NFL. You can't even paralyze somebody legally in the NFL anymore. That's when I stopped watching. It wasn't even Kaepernick, although that was a disgrace. But it was really when they started outlawing maiming people and giving brain injuries on purpose that I said, this isn't the NFL of Donald and Fred Trump. This is a, Melania Trump NFL. Very sad.
Did you see they changed the kickoff rules? Instead of everyone running down 40, 50 yards, they have the guys 10 yards from each other now, and you kick the ball still, 50 yards or so, but the players are closer to each other. And some people are saying this makes it more exciting, like a real play, versus the old kickoff where lots of guys are getting hurt. What are your thoughts on that new ch rule change?
The less people that get hurt, the more woke it is. It's very simple. And I'm against a woke NFL.
Okay. Do you know the correspondence dinner happened recently? You're not a fan of that dinner, are you?
No, we canceled it because it was just a chance for fake news to congratulate themselves and then have horrible comedians get up there. Where was Greg Gutfeld? How about Greg Gutfeld hosting it? I don't know if you've ever seen somebody funnier than Greg Gutfeld. He would have been no, they wouldn't have liked that. Oh no, we wouldn't like that. A guy with real comedy chops. So instead, they had Colin Powell doing the jokes.
No, not Colin
Glenn
Powell.
Jost.
Yeah,
Colin
Colin
Jost.
Jost. Yeah.
And
From
it was
Saturday Night
awful.
Live.
It
No.
was terrible. It was
He's
terrible.
married to Scarlett Johansson.
You know what? We used to like Scarlett Johansson. We used to have great respect for her. And then she married a very bad, very woke comedian named Colin Powell.
Oh,
Would
can I ask a question? There have been reports that you keep falling asleep in the courtroom, and well, I don't like to say it, but other things you might be doing in the courtroom. Are those true?
these are, to a lot of people, they don't realize the pressure of being a president and being a strong businessman. And you sometimes have to recharge. And so I close my eyes and do strong meditation. I have a mantra, which is, I hope all Democrats die. I hope my wife doesn't catch me cheating on her. And it centers me. It centers me in a place of peace. So it's not sleep. It's just, and you'd think the radical left would be like, oh, very good. Meditation, self-care, mental health. No, but when a president does it, when a great president does it, they call it sleeping. Very sad. Very sad. And then everything else, nothing else is going on in my chair. I just have a naturally sort of squishiness to my underpants.
Now, during the correspondence dinner, Sleepy Joe, as you call him, took some jabs at you. You know, it's a roast. When you become president again, would you bring this back with your favorite comedian, Greg Gutfeld, hosting?
I would probably have Greg Gutfeld host, and we'd have great journalists like OAN and the Epoch Times and Newsmax and Fox News. We just wouldn't have all the other fake news involved. But I don't think there's any point to it. There's no point. It's a horrible chance. And they always attack me. Notice they always attack me more. Have you noticed that? They attacked Joe for like 5 seconds, and then they were back attacking Trump. So it's a very unpatriotic show, and it's a very sad thing. And it's going to be, it's the kind of thing where a great leader, a tough leader from maybe a World War II period, would probably just have this party, but then lock the doors and light the building on fire. And we would call that a strong purification of fake news. And I think that I could see having it under those circumstances, but other than that, there's no point.
What do you
Now,
think about Hunter Biden suing Fox News for defamation?
Hunter Biden is a corrupt, nasty, filthy person that I wish was my son. Because we've said it on this show, and it's the one area where I give the Democrats a break. I have a son, you may know this, Billy Ray. I have a son. I'm not too proud of him, but his name's Don Jr. And he walks around, and it's almost like Hunter Biden is the premium luxury brand, party animal. And Don Jr. is like the, CVS brand party animal son. They go, well, I know it's cheaper, but like I like the premium one. The premium one seems a lot cooler, a lot more fun. See, people seem to like them. You're giving me CVS brand son, which is a disaster, to be honest. So I actually do respect Hunter Biden. I have to obviously side with Fox News, but I don't hate Hunter Biden as much as people might think. I have some, the way opponents can respect each other. A man who has strong sex with strippers and has an Ivy League degree and wealth and, had sex with his dead brother's wife. I don't know if there's anything I can respect more than that, to be honest. That is game recognized game. I gotta be honest with you, I wish my dead brother had dead brother. Oh, wait, I have two dead brothers. Neither of them had a hot wife. I would be having strong sex with both of their wives, probably in a threesome. That would be the way I'd one up Hunter Biden. I'd say, "Oh, Hunter, you slept with your dead brother's hot wife. I had a threesome with my two dead brothers' wives. Beat that." And then we'd fist bump and say,
Chest
"Game
bump.
recognized game."
Present, can we play a fun little game? You're really good at your roast jokes and you're very quick on your feet. I want to tell you two of the things that Biden said about you, and what would you have a comeback? Kind of like almost like a rap battle.
Oh, let's
He
do
said,
it.
referring to you, a grown man running against a 6-year-old, calling you a 6-year-old.
Well, I'd do an M&M. I'd do an M&M. Remember 8 Mile, where he said, I'd say, "So what if my penis is like a 6-year-old's? I got the brain of a 77-year-old. Tell me something I don't know, Sleepy Joe." And what's he going to come back? You can't come back from that. I just won the rap battle.
He just admitted that your penis is like a toddler penis.
No, six. I said 6-year-old. That's a first grader. That's not a toddler. That's a
Little
kid
bit
who
of
brings his. That's a kid who
a
brings his own lunchbox to school. That's a mature young man.
Can I ask a question? What is the audience of this podcast? How many people do you regularly reach on this show?
A few thousand.
2,000.
I
In
thought you were
2020.
going to give me. I thought you were going to give me inauguration numbers.
Well, in 20, no, excuse me. In 2020, we were doing millions, and then they kicked me out of office, and nobody wanted. Enough people were like, "Oh, we don't want to listen to an ex-president." And the true believers stayed with us very strongly, and they said, "No, we know this is an actual presidential podcast." But many of the rhinos and the radical left, they said, "Oh, good luck finding a Sleepy Joe podcast. That guy still, he's going to do a fireside chat on the radio like FDR."
Mr. President, you mentioned OAN before. They recently had to retract a story about Michael Cohen having an affair with Stormy Daniels. They just made it up. And you're talking about all these fake news organizations. Isn't that really fake news?
No, that's actually true. There's a difference between fake news and true news that you can't prove. And what OAN has is true news that you can't prove because it's an open secret that Michael Cohen, motorboated Stormy Daniels when he was handing her the check. And we don't have evidence. We don't have we don't have documents or videotape, but everybody knows it's true. But obviously, OAN doing great journalism, they still have to be able to back it up with evidence, unfortunately. But we all know it's true. We know it's Michael Cohen had a he motorboated Stormy Daniels, and then just did that hangdog face in a all over her, and it was not classy at all.
So that's true news that you can't prove just yet. I'm just verifying that. Okay. You also truthed recently, stop the protests now. I can't believe they didn't stop after that truth, because that's a powerful truth.
I'm a history buff. I don't know if you know this, either of you, but I'm a strong history buff. I know that Billy Ray has done both fiction films and strong, sort of nonfiction films as well. And so I think you'll appreciate this. But there was a thing, not a lot of people know about this, but it was called Kent State. And it was during Vietnam. And the protesters were getting out of hand, and some heroic National Guardsmen shot the students. And all I'm saying is we need to have a Kent State moment with peace, obviously with peace. But we need to, I think, shoot some students peacefully. I'm always calling for peace. Strong, peaceful, nonviolent Second Amendment firearms.
So, like, you mean shoot them, but with a silencer on?
No. You want that loud sound so that people can hear the peace ringing out across, across the quad. Because if it's silent, nobody knows that there's peace. You know what I mean? It's like a church bell goes over. It's like, oh, there's the church. Very nice. So when you hear that crack of the gun, you go, oh, that sounds like more peace. That sounds like that is the beautiful sound of peace washing over our campus. Thank you. Thank you. I feel better.
The loud boom of peace.
The boom of peace. That is the loud boom. You might have come up with your first title there, Tech Stuff. The loud boom of peace.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, my question for you is, I have two questions. You were very aggressive after January 6th. I don't think you really showed proper respect to what our country was going through. You're always defending the officers, the Capitol officers who really didn't do their job properly, and you never spoke in favor of the peaceful protesters or the president who had an election stolen. And I'm wondering, will your next project be sort of, hopefully your next project will start with Brendan Gleeson coming on screen and saying, before we start this plot project, I'd like to say thank you to President Donald J. Trump for his inspiration. And then you get to, your normal sort of project. Will it be showing the other side of January 6th that people don't know, the strong patriotism and the peace?
That's not my intention. No, I think we have to tell the story about people who were assaulting police officers and defacing public property and trespassing and eight officers lost their lives as a result of that day. I'm on their side.
And nobody's more on the side of law enforcement than me. I'm even more pro law enforcement than you. So I am more in favor of law enforcement than you. How about
But
that?
not that day. Not that day.
Well, not that day, but most days. Everybody has an off day. I'm pro law enforcement about 340 days a year. Very few
What do you
people
do
are
on the other
that
days?
pro. Well, then we have maybe some difficulties and some conflicts. But my other question for you is, and then we will let you go because we know you have important radical left things to do. Can we officially today, we have you on the show, we'll love to have you back, but we have you here now. Can we officially, for the whole world to hear, get the Billy Ray endorsement for Trump 2024?
Well, I'll tell you. No, you can't have it. And neither can Crazy Bob. And neither can Jill Stein or Cornel West. I'm going with President Biden. He's my guy. I'm riding with Biden.
Wow, that is, I thought Tech Stuff, I thought we had a connection with Billy Ray, but he's a tricky one. He let us feel like we had a good rapport. I don't like to say rapport because that's how the French would say it, and they're very weak. We pronounce all the T's,
I
but
thought you were on your way to a mini series right now, up until that point, Mr. President.
you know what? I was going to accept an offer to be in his mini series, but now instead, I will sign on to the Scott Baio directed Fox Nation web series called President Trump, Biggest Presidential Penis of All Time. It's going to be a six-part series and it's going to do a lot of business.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and anytime I'll be happy to come back.
Great
Billy Ray,
seeing
thanks for
you.
coming on. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And
Okay.
now do we now we continue? Do you want to, how do you X him out? We got more things. What a great guest. It's
What
so
a
sad. It's
fantastic
so sad
guest.
that he's been brainwashed by the radical left.
It's
Very
disgusting.
sad.
Disgusting, actually. But it is one of the most watched miniseries on Showtime ever, and you are technically in it. Your character is in it. I think people just watched it wanting to see how they portrayed you. People were disgusted and offended and tuned out right after. No one watched it again. It was only watching it one time, and that's it.
Well, I only watched it. Like I said, I barely caught it. I channel surfed. I think I caught maybe 4 hours of the two-hour episodes. So barely any of it.
There
Is
really
that
is
all?
barely anybody.
Is that our episode today? Are we do we have strong
Yeah, I
freedom
mean
there?
Billy Ray really hit he remembered a lot of the stories and he threw to a few of them. He was a real professional when it came to a guest. He threw to a few of the stories, remembered them.
Tremendous
Very
talent.
impressive. Yeah,
We have to
very
find a way
impressive.
to turn him to the MAGA side. That's a lot of talent.
We
It's going to
can do that.
waste on the radical left.
We can do that for sure. Mr. President, thank you for joining us once again. And again, for Billy Ray, if you haven't checked out any of his stuff, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't need the clicks, but he was a writer in Captain Phillips and The Hunger Games and on Showtime, The Comey Rule. If you haven't seen that yet, he was the writer and director on that miniseries and features President Trump. If you are in New Jersey area, I'll be in Jersey. Check out social media on the 1st and the 3rd. The 3rd I'll be in Newark. The 1st I'll be check out the tweet. I'm sorry, very unprofessional here. And then I'll be in Brooklyn on the 4th, Saturday night, opening for Jordan Carl's at the Bell House. And on the 25th of May, I'll be at Fairfield Comedy Club for Joe Garrick's birthday show. And then more dates coming this summer. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Go check out Half Blackface on Amazon Prime. It's free if you have Amazon Prime. I got shows in DC at the end of June. If you're a DC person, get those tickets now. Don't wait. Other than that, the usual Rain on Your Parade's going strong. I'm real happy with that podcast. So if you got extra time in the week, go check it out. I think you'll definitely dig it. This week's guest, well, it's not a guest, but it's going to be me as Republican Jesus Christ. So that'll be a fun one. Other than that, I think I have some shows coming up. I'll be in the Berkshires and in Larchmont in May, but the
That's a
DC
fun show, the
shows,
Larchmont. Fun
oh,
show.
good. Well, he sold out every show so far, so you know when that streak is going to come to an end
Next week.
this month. But the DC shows, I know I have a lot of fans in DC, so just buy the tickets now. Don't wait. June 28th and 29th, I believe. Everything's on my website. I'm trying to think what else. That's it. God help us all.